So let's begin. This is the last talk for today. The speaker of today is Skir. He's from the area of Stuttgart. And well, he has always been a nerd, and he was putting some thought into what could be a way of rethinking the Swiss Army knife for nerds. Have fun. So thank you. It's really, really cool that at this last talk of the YCMP, so many people are still attending. A few years ago, I came across this term everyday carry, EDC, and I made the huge mistake to Google this term, and I found out that this is a rabbit hole that is very, very deep. And I also found out that there are some diversions where it goes into directions that people find a little bit controversial. And I would like to present you how I got into the topic, what my subjective thoughts about the whole topic is, and would like to say that this is not about panic prepping, but it's about making everyday situations a bit easier. So, where does it come from? As I said, it's a personal impression. Maybe you know that. You come across a certain topic and you find out, wow, there are a lot of people that have made themselves the exact same situations I have made myself. And for that reason, let's see what the history of my thoughts are. So it started with a Swiss Army knife. You may have been gifted one, and that's actually a pretty cool thing, especially for young children, because you can make some woodworking with it, and it's a very, very practical tool you can carry around every day. And then you meet a friend of you, and your friend tells you, "Oh wow, I've got a Swiss Army knife as a present, and I also have one. Let's compare them. Wow, it has a magnifying glass, and it has a saw and a scissors, and then some fantasies erupt, like, wow, it would be so cool to have more tools in it. And this manifests into things you see here. So this is not a Photoshop image. It is a really existing tool from Victorinox. And everyone who, well, had this thing in their hands will find out that this is a very, very heavy piece of metal, and this is a rather impractical thing to carry around every day. The next escalation would be flashlights you can carry around in your camps. So the world was pretty cool, and then somebody came around and told you, wow, I even have some pliers integrated with it. And that's the history of the Leatherman. He wanted to work on cars, and he would like to have a tool, the very absolute minimum set of tools to carry around for doing some work on cars, and some sort of pliers would be very, very helpful here. And that's the history of the Leatherman. So in the everyday, it has become a tool you carry around with you the same way as you do it with some cloth pieces and so on. If you go a step back and ask yourself, okay, why do you want to have a tool like that? The things you want to carry around that would be very practical, and it should be if you carry it around, then it should be some sort of savior in everyday situations, and it would be very nice to have it in a practical way, and this is something that always is connected with these items.
In the 90s, there was a trend with survival knives, and I went into it back then. It looked like an AI slop, but it looked very martial. But there were always very important stuff inside it, like fishing hooks or
When you have some fishing hooks carrying around fishing hooks with you, then this is some very helpful tool to if you are around in wildlife, actually. And this whole topic about, well, I want to carry things around that are very useful is something that we came across with the Pfadfinder. They have a very, very similar concept that goes back in the history up until the 70s or 80s, the AZB, or in German, it's the Allzeitbereitpäckchen. It would be translated like the it's ready every day package. And the idea is you have a bag where you put in the things that are you have prepared for everyday situations. And if you look into the package lists, you will find all the things I already explained in my wish list earlier. So it's full of things that are some sort of savior in everyday situations. There's the pocket knife. There are some cloths, there's a whistle or a compass, some band-aids. And, well, that's in the category you don't really need it every day, but it's very, very handy if you just have it readily available. And if you look into literature of today, then you always find a hint that here, look, this is a list. We give you a list, but you are encouraged not to just work through that list, but think about each and every item and find out, okay, is this really something you would want to carry with you? The term EDC also pops up in the Wikipedia, for example. Sources come from 2018, and if you look into certain publications, then this EDC term comes up as early as 2013. And some people did it already before it was actually called ETC.
So the definition is a collection of things that you can carry around with you in an easy way to make your everyday life easier and potentially be helpful in dangerous situations. And so you can have also aesthetic needs, and it's a huge rabbit hole for people who really want to optimize this. So we've seen survival kits, for example. What I need every day is usually not what I need when I have like an outdoor survival situation. And so I've separated this quite distinctly. But your mileage may vary on this. So depending on which needs you have, which use cases you have personally, different lifestyles, different everyday lives, and depending on that, what you personally, what's useful for you personally to have within reach may look completely different. And so my aha moment was it's there's not just small tools in the form of multi-tools or small pocket knives, but the other option that you can have is to have distinct items collected in a small bag or in a small pouch and carry them around with you. So I got a few examples with me here to show you some things about the lifestyle aspect and then also show you how far some people are going with this. Some examples from the internet right here, very important. It's a rabbit hole, so people start optimizing this and so you can do this for a certain bit, and if you have fun with this, then go for it. You can also just at some point say, okay, this is good enough, I'm not continuing on. And it also has something to do with lifestyle, which means you have a huge spectrum of companies trying to sell you stuff and influencers trying to show you these items with an advertisement back in the back of my head. And so what you always need to keep in mind is what is useful for you and what can you actually make use of. And so, of course, there is a subreddit for this, so I've just extracted some example pictures from this, and there doesn't always have to be a pouch around the thing, and so trivially it can also be just something like your keys, a knife, your smartphone, credit cards, for example, some cash, and a watch. And then, of course, everything on theme with matching colors. So when we're talking about matching colors, in this case we have a chic red version. And so we have a pouch here in the setup, and obviously this is somebody who likes to play chess. They have a small chess set with them. For this person, I'm not a chess player, so for me this would not be useful, but of course this is a good example to not just work through lists, but to check what you yourself need and what is useful for you. So this was titled German University Student, or something like that. So he had his setup carrying around in like a fanny pack, and this is the stuff that he would like to always have with him. There's a lot of stuff here, really, lots of small pieces and a quite relatively large pouch, but you know, people can take this way further. So this is an example without a pouch. You can, for example, do something with 3D printing, and so this person sort of built a setup to have multiple small different things attached to a small set of pliers. And so if you have a pocket knife with you for the scissors, you can also get those separately and then attach them, for example, like in this case with a 3D printed attachment system. So this is something that you find in the posts as well. This, for example, if your everyday carry contains a gun, this is of course is from the USA. So this is always kind of a US thing, the combination between US EDC stuff and guns. So I'm quite happy that I don't live in a country where I constantly need to be carrying a weapon with me. So some people take it even further than that. So there was one person with this EDC carry system, and they had some medical supplies with them to patch up gunshot wounds. And so there was like a full day bag, full, like half full with EDC system or EDC items weighing in around 3 kilograms. And if you carry this around every day, you're not really doing much else than carrying stuff around. So if you go out of your house, you usually have like some task that you need to fulfill. So this may be a bit inconvenient for you. So either this person is living in an area where these kinds of injuries could be happening, or they kind of took it a little bit too far. But please don't get me wrong. I don't want to judge anyone or the person who posted this. Like, maybe this is a person who lives somewhere in Ukraine or in a border region who actually has use for supplies like this. Like, for example, reporters or people like that who work there or in such regions for reportings, and they have these supplies with them, like next to them on the passenger seat, so they have it within reach at all times, because when something happens they need to patch up wounds within several seconds and they can't go to their trunk and rummage around in there to try and find something. So your mileage may vary, your life circumstances might be different from other people, so such setups or the consequence of the thought of what is useful for you can have very different results. And so if you're now thinking, wow, this is a cool idea, I'd like to get started with this, and so before you go searching for this on the subreddit or on the internet, so, if something interests you, then you immediately dive in completely and you have a long, long wish list of things that you would like to have. Let's take a half step back here. Let's think, what do I actually want to do with this? And let's do this even before you think about how big your pouch or bag would have to be. So what would I like to use this for? And so, no matter what you do, space is always limited. So, for me personally, the thought that I had is, like, where I want to have things is those two categories. The useful things, so lifesavers, basically, and then judging this by frequency of use versus size and weight of the object, so how cumbersome is it to take it with me. And so if you have the lifesaver category, what you also need to think about is the risk or the chance of something, of an event happening. So if you have medical supplies with you to patch up, for example, like gunshot wounds or so, you need to think, like, how high is the chance of that actually happening? And for example, if you are in Germany, the chances are very, very low for that to happen. So that is something you need to keep in mind. And now, of course, you have a list of things that you would like to have. So there's always a list of things that you always see. So another thought is, it's always called the EDC set, but it doesn't have just one set. Like, maybe it makes sense to have two or three different sets packed up and ready to take. For example, somebody who goes to the mountains every weekend for hiking, for mountain climbing, of course that person is going to have a bag that they don't have to pick from their basement all the time. They always have it at the ready, and that person is going to have things, for example, for scrape wounds or some tools that they need for climbing, but something that crystallized from the EDC set. But they don't have that with them all the time. They only have it with them when they actually climb. And so it can make sense to have multiple different sets that are specialized for certain cases, so you don't always have everything with you. And so now the before promised list of tools that we mentioned a lot. Pouches, yes, maybe. So if you have small pieces that fly around in your bag. For me, the idea was very quickly that I would like to have those sort of combined, and so I wanted to have a bag. And then I needed to think, like, okay, should it be stiff or should it flexible? If I, for example, want to put things on top of it or not. With a bag, maybe do you need like a zipper going around it to fully open it up and then flip it open? And so this is basically like, you can flip this thing open, like for example a pencil case, But for some things, this is not very useful. If you have a lot of small pieces, a actual bag could be more useful. There's also things like this, where you have small sections on the side of things, where you can put like knives, pens, or flashlights. So you could, for example, sew this yourself if you want to. The Altoids tin box, a classical version, is from a peppermint, peppermint candies that you can use, and you can see here that those things are very, very small, and you can kind of fit a lot of things in there. This is something that you can think about, because also you might also have something like this. And then, of course, you have the obligatory knives or multi-tools. So you need to think, do you want to have this in your bag? Do you want to have it, or do you want to have a multi-tool? Do you want to have a knife? So something that you need to think about there is that there may be regulations that affect this. So, for example, if you're in an airplane, you're not going to get that knife back if you try to go through the airport security. Depending on the country that you're in, so if you go to a different country, you may need to think about this a little bit so that you don't run into any issues. If you go, for example, on a work travel or vacation, you have it in your bag and you don't really think about it, and then all of a sudden you're in a different country with different regulations and knives in public with static blades or switchblade knives. Those could be illegal, for example, in the UK. Because, so for example, if you have a static blade, it could not be allowed.
In Baden-Württemberg, since summer last year, there are new regulations where the public transport does not allow people which carry who carry knives with them around, except with one exception: if you need more than three movements to pull the knife around, then it would be allowed. And the mini knife I can just put onto my keychain. This is de jure no longer allowed in Baden-Württemberg to carry around with you. So there are some very, very strange regulations. Multi-tools don't have to be large. They can also be rather small. You don't see it on the beamer in a really good, but it's if you fold it together, it's about around 6 centimeters large. And these are pretty, pretty small. Sometimes people think about carrying something around to make a fire. This is just a small list of things you could use here, a small a butane lighter or a Zippo. I decided myself that I don't need it, but other people have different needs in that kind. Again, please take care of regulations. You should not carry something like this around in a plane. Miniature portemonnaies are also very, very often seen. The same counts for flashlights. So miniature LEDs are really nice, nicely bright. And if you have a flashlight that is angled and it has a clip, then you can just attach it to your clothes while you are manipulating or searching for whatever you need to do with your hands, and you can just clip it to your jacket or to your revers, and this is very, very useful. Then there are also these pliers we were talking about earlier. They are also available in quite small, except, for example, from Kniepex. Then there are different types of sticky tapes or strains. If you have children and something fell down and broke and your child is unhappy, then you can always repair it. Or, for example, last year at the GPN, we had a similar situation, something broke. That's not a problem because I have some high-speed glue with me. same situation, or what you can also do is just take a piece of hot glue and take a small piece of it, and you can just put it into your bag and heat it up with a lighter. The same goes for wire of any kind. You can just wrap it around an old credit card or something like that. You can, if your backpack breaks, then you can just repair it easily. Speaking of power banks, this is not something that goes in the category of life-threatening situations, but it is really, really bad if your battery-driven devices run out of power. And these power banks also come in pretty small form factors. They don't have much juice, but it's usually enough to just power up the device and get the information you're looking for. So this is a very nerdy topic, and for that reason I wanted to show you my current kit. It's not smaller than a small package of cloths I can take around me. There's also something that's called a man's shoulder bag. This is something I can carry around when I'm not sure what I need. This is what I have in my pocket bag. There's always some band-aids. There's some wire. There's some small pliers, a flashlight. There's a small whistle. If I am afraid. Am I afraid that I am in the open wild and get lost? I know that's not the thing, but think about being in a building in the elevator, and the elevator breaks down. Yeah, using a whistle to make yourself known is a very, very good idea here. Or think about bug stings. There are these nice devices you can plug into your smartphone. They heat up and they ease the pain a bit. Some pen and paper, maybe some additional information with phone numbers of people that are important. And something very special, there is a small Fresnel lens. And people were asking, what the heck are you doing with that? I just found it funny to carry it around with me, and it doesn't use any space, so yeah. So what do I do when I leave the house? So everything I carry around with my purse, there's some sticky tape, some medicine. If you are allergic, then this is something you find very useful. Some painkillers. Let's say you are out there and your tour became a little bit longer because the weather is good, and you hurt yourself because it's getting dark. And yeah, then in such situations, or it's very helpful to have painkillers. USB stick and adapters are also very helpful. How often have you been asked by people, can you help me? My computer broke down. And just have a USB stick with a CT disinfect, for example, with a antivirus solution to help in such a situation. I have some pieces of paper and a pen with me, also some glucose. If you find yourself in a situation where you're a little bit, where you need some extra energy, then this is something helpful. I always have a pair of earplugs with me for various situations. Also, some extra tear liquid if you have dry eyes or if something flew into your eye and you couldn't get it out. This is something you can use to wash it out, for example. Then this is what you see here is some tools I carry around when I don't really know where I want to go, but this is some small scale screwdrivers, a power bank, some USB stuff because you never have the right cable with you and stuff like that. So, in general, my eye opener is that it is better to have a small bag with you instead of a huge pocket knife. And if you think about this whole thing in a more realistic way, then this is about, yeah, I want to personally gain something from it. This is not about, this is about making your everyday life easier. This is not about some hero fantasies or fantastic movie plots where you imagine yourself being the superhero. This is not about zombie apocalypses or something like that. You can't be prepared to all situations, especially not for not as an Ividium. If we find ourselves in a zombie apocalypse, we only survive it because we help ourselves. So this is everything. I hope.